Lesson number 6. Trends. A trend is developed when an investor takes information from a set of facts and then forms an opinion. Instead of diversifying, I prefer to focus on a few small assets, notice a trend, and invest with the trend. Since I know a trend can reverse and change direction, I do not blindly invest for the long term. Some of the trends I am investing in today are trends in oil. As you know, the more China, India, and Eastern Europe become westernized, the more the demand for oil goes up. Even with the rush to find alternative sources of power, oil will continue to be a primary source of power for years to come. As much as I do not like the environmental damage oil causes, the harsh reality is we all use it, even the most devoted environmentalists. I believe the long-term trend for the price of oil is up, possibly as high as $200 a barrel in the near future. This high price will have serious repercussions upon the world economy, which will later lead to other trends worth following as alternative energy technology, such as solar power, makes advances. Trends in silver. I believe silver is the best investment in 2007. I believe it is a better investment than oil. There are two reasons I say this. The first reason is because silver is a consumable industrial metal. This means it's used up. Silver is the metal of choice for electronics. It is used in computers, cell phones, television sets, and other gadgets. It is estimated that 95% of all silver is already consumed. It is becoming scarcer. Gold is different. It is estimated that 95% of all gold ever found is still around. Instead of being consumed as silver is, gold is hoarded. In many ways, this makes silver more valuable than gold. The second reason is because silver is also a precious metal, a form of money. As the dollar drops in purchasing power, more people will look for anything that represents real money or at least holds its value. As I write, silver is very cheap when compared to gold. It is approximately $13 an ounce, while gold is approximately $600 an ounce. Historically, gold has been only 14 times the price of silver, which means if silver were $10 an ounce, gold would be trading at $140 an ounce. At today's prices, gold and silver are trading at a differential of 50. To me, based on historical trends and the fact that silver is a consumable metal, it has a greater opportunity to go up in price. Trends in housing. One of the reasons I love investing in apartment houses is that rich or poor, people will pay for a roof over their head. In America, the population is expected to grow from 300 million to over 400 million in the next two decades. So I believe the price of housing will continue to trend up.